Finding Our Way is an inspirational series of short films created by people from migrant and refugee backgrounds living with emotional and mental health issues. These personal stories were created during a four-day workshop led by experienced filmmakers. The project provides mental health services, as well as the wider community, with a greater insight into the challenges faced by people who are not only making a life in a new country, but facing mental health issues as well. We caught up with Sue McDonough from Mental Health in Multicultural Australia and asked how these stories will benefit those who view them.
Well, I think the benefits are for all of us, really. I know that the storytellers themselves have got a lot out of the process of just sharing their story with their families and with the communities they're in touch with. So the impacts have been very direct for them. I also know that a number of the people involved in the storytelling have advocacy roles themselves, and so they're already out there in a more formal way using these stories to talk to communities about mental health and really give the story of hope, really, that having a mental health problem isn't the end of the world and that there are ways that people can have very fulfilling lives even when mental health issues are still part of their situation each day. It's also having impacts at the level of practitioners and professionals because they're very interested in these stories, and they're already starting to be put into education and training materials for people who are going through their undergraduate training, but also for professionals who are working in the field who really want to get a bit of a broader understanding of what it's like for people from different backgrounds to have mental health issues.
To view the Finding Our Way series and to access a range of other resources for people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds living with mental illness, visit mhima.org.au.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.